I listen to the radio on my way to work, and I'm bombarded with radio ads for Trojan condoms and Varaprim strips. All before I've had my first cup of coffee. What, they think Big Jim and the twins are up before I am? I get to work and I check my email, and it's full of ads for Cialis and Viagra, just in case the boys are slumped over and can't get a second cup of chock full of nuts. Finish up the day and go home and take a relaxing hot shower, but then remember those TV commercials and lather up with refreshing Axe soap and spritz myself with Tag body spray. You never know when that gorgeous blonde runway model is going to go mad with primal lust and kick in my door and have her way with me while I'm on my futon wearing my sweatpants enjoying my Salisbury steak and corn and watching Boston Legal.
Danny Craig.
And every night before I go beddy-by, I have a glass of warm milk and a couple of Insights so that maybe, one day, when I wake in the morning and lift the sheets and wave away the remnants of the all-night Dutch oven session, I'll see that Wee Willie Winky has grown another inch or so. These days, sex is everywhere, in all of its shameful, vulgar depravity, and it makes me raise my voice to the heavens and cry out, brothers and sisters, why? Dear Lord, why? Why was the world not like this when I was back in my glorious teens, when I had an 18-year-old back and a set of balls big enough to make an avocado cry in shame? Why does it have to be now, when I've actually strained my neck whacking off in my computer chair? I am glad to see more progress in this area, actually, because growing up, I may as well have been in a monastery. You couldn't even joke about it back then, and damn did it try to set you up to be celibate. First off, whose idea was it to get your parents to tell you about the birds and the bees? Aside from the fact that no self-respecting bee would ever screw a parrot for fear of catching the bird flu, having Papa tell you the best way to marinate the bratwurst is about as arousing as defrosting the freezer. No sex appeal at all, unless you want to fuck a penguin. Really, how awkward was this conversation? Because you knew deep down in your heart what the thought was running through your mind during this. Dad gives the old Zamboni to Mom? Where do you think the whole concept of the stork came from anyway? It was much easier to explain that that's how you came into this world, and it explains how Mom got the bird flu. And the audio-visual aids? The only reason we were reading National Geographic is because a gander in a 1975 Hustler showed women with enough body hair to give Sasquatch a rampaging chubby. And the videos were worse. They looked like Fidel Castro sticking his cigar in. Really, what the fuck? Was Norelco not allowed to sell shavers to women until Star Wars came out? And condoms. Wow, was there anything more magical than one of those? Because back then, we didn't know you needed it to protect yourself from diseases or anything. We just knew this was Willy Wonka's golden ticket to get to the poon. You didn't even know what to do with them back then. Hell, maybe you just chewed on them while you were making out. And all the stuff out today to get you excited? You didn't need any help back in my day. You just looked at the drill press and shop class the right way while building a bird feeder, and you were hard enough to puncture a radiator. Which worked out for me. I had auto shop the next period anyway. But today, oh, to be young again, especially now that Michael Jackson lives overseas. Playdates, sex education, getting condoms free with a subscription to Archie Comics? Shit, people have it made today. No wonder the divorce statistics are in a crapper. What marriage stands a chance against YouTube, a gym sock, and a bottle of Warman lube? But sometimes I do sit back and wonder, has society gone too far? Does everything have to revolve around sex these days? The mentality has gone so far now that it's almost in every aspect of our society. Even our media is now so drenched in it that it's glistening like a Bronze Sports Illustrated model lying on a beach rubbing a snow cone all over a throbbing, pouty, bad weasel. I mean, really, does anyone remember the olden times when Lucy Ricardo and Mary Tyler Moore slept in separate beds from Dick Van Dyke and Ricky? Yes, they swapped. There's fan fiction on that, too. But really, have we gone to the point of abandoning all the morality that you saw in an episode of Leave It to Beaver? Sometimes, you know, I sit back and I really miss the values of June Cleaver. But then again, most nights, I think to myself, I sure as hell would have tapped that ass.
Ah!
And maybe Ward's. So this is Point T. Weasel at point.furryhost.com and movio.com, still longing for the good old days. Back when I dreamed a genie couldn't show her navel. Magical blonde nymphomaniac? What the fuck was up with Major Nelson anyway? Was he too busy launching his Sputnik between Major Healy's asteroids? I'd have had Genie blink up a bottle of vodka, a chubby checker CD, and have midget versions of Pamela Anderson in the background playing Twister dressed up in Pokemon outfits. And then I would have... I'll see you guys next week.
Oh, thank you, Master.